From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello once again and welcome to the program. I'm delighted you're tuning in and joining us, and I do hope you'll be able to stay with us for the next 15 minutes, as today the Reverend Philip Gardner is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
Today I want to read some words from the book of Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4 and the verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. We trust the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his precious word. What great words we have here in Hebrews 4 in the verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Or we could say, let us come to pray. Today I want to speak especially to the Christian and seek to impress these words upon our hearts. A call to pray. Let us come. I want to see first of all here that there is a warrant for prayer. The words of this verse 16 cannot be taken in isolation. They flow very clearly from what has been said in the previous verses. So we read in the verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. On account of what has just been said, we are then to come to pray. The writer here has been speaking of Jesus Christ as our great high priest. In the verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Or to put those words into the positive, we certainly do have a high priest, one who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly. Paul then shows that there are two very practical truths that flow out of our consideration of Jesus Christ as our high priest. There is the consideration of perseverance. Since we have a great high priest, we are to hold fast our profession. And then since we have a high priest, we are to come to pray. When we come to pray, we are to be in mind of the one that we approach to. And then we are to be in mind of the one we approach through, that we come to the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. When the truths that are set forth here concerning Christ as our High Priest truly grip the hearts of God's people, I believe that it will no longer seem such a chore to pray. Rather, we will be moved by our privilege in prayer. For the writer says here in verse 16, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace. Here we have set before us the privilege of the Christian. God's throne for us is a throne of grace. In our past, God's throne was a throne of judgment. It was a throne of great wrath. God was angry with us on account of sin. We were as Adam when he was cast out of the Garden of Eden. The flaming sword was held out against him, and so God's wrath was extended to us. But now as we are found in Jesus Christ, God's throne is a throne of grace. We are brought into his presence. There is the privilege in prayer, but there's also the proximity in prayer. For it says here, let us come unto the throne of grace. We do not read here that the Christian is to come and to stand afar off from the throne, but we are to come on to the throne, that is, right into the presence of the Lord. In Hebrews 10, as Paul discussed Christ as our high priest, he said, "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith." We come right into the Lord's holy presence. The word throne, as it is used in this book of Hebrews, certainly brings us to see something of the greatness of God. Hebrews chapter 8 and the verse 1, "We have such an high priest, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens." God's throne, then, is the place where God's majesty is displayed. In Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse 2, we read that Christ has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So when we speak of coming boldly to the throne of grace, in no way is this suggesting irreverence. In no way is it suggesting that we come flippantly or we come casually. We come into the presence of one who is absolutely holy. But we have the warrant to come because Jesus Christ is our high priest. So in prayer we are to survey the majesty of God, but then we survey the position of Christ. In the Old Testament, the Ark of God was kept within the holiest of all, in the tabernacle. The tablets of stone containing the words of the Ten Commandments were housed within that Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is then a great picture to us of God's throne of justice, of the throne of wrath. For the Bible says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death." All of us have broken God's holy law, and therefore the law cries out for justice against the sinner. But over the top of the Ark of the Covenant was the mercy seat. That mercy seat was said to be the throne of God on earth. The Lord had said, "I will dwell between the cherubim on the mercy seat." Once a year the high priest would pull back the veil that barred the people from entering into that holy place. The high priest would enter into that holy place with the blood of the sacrificial animal. The blood was taken and sprinkled on the mercy seat. The blood provided a covering, for the law of God was crying out for judgment against the sinner, but then the blood was silencing those cries. What a picture we have here of the work of Jesus Christ. The law of God is crying out against the sinner, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die," but those that are found in Christ are at peace, because the blood of Christ covers over those cries. The blood of Christ silences those cries, and instead of the throne then being one of justice, it's one of grace. Dear Christian, when you come to pray, remember this. Our God is one who has been propitiated. His wrath has been appeased by the work of the Son. You may feel your unworthiness. You may feel your failure and your weakness. But when you come to pray, remember this. Christ's blood avails for you. We have a high priest. Let us pray. Surely there is a warning here then to those that are outside of Jesus Christ. If you do not have Jesus Christ as your high priest, if your dependence is not upon him alone, then today God's throne is one of justice to you. God's sword is still extended toward you. Oh, that you would see that Christ is the only priest for men. He is the only answer. Will you not come to him? We see the warrant for prayer. I want to see, secondly, the worth of prayer. We read in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, so that we may obtain mercy, in order that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." The great value of prayer is set forth in this word, help. Obtain mercy to help, and find grace to help in time of need. The particular Greek word that was used here is a nautical term. It was used to speak of the securing of a vessel in the harbour. A vessel that is brought into the harbour is still subject to the tide. It is still subject to the waves. It doesn't have any security in itself. It needs then to be attached to another. It derives its security then from that which it is secured to. This is the help then that the Lord gives to his people. Our security is dependent upon another. We may feel that we are being tossed, but then the Lord holds us. As Paul speaks of the help of the Lord in prayer, he speaks of that help being favourable. God's promise is that we will obtain mercy and find grace. Those two phrases are similar, and yet they are distinct. The word mercy has the idea of us coming in all our misery. We come acknowledging that we deserve the Lord's severity, but we cry for a withholding of that. As we come then in our unworthiness, we ask for grace, a bestowal of that which we do not deserve. The child of God has obtained mercy. The child of God has found grace in salvation. And Paul is emphasizing here then that the experience of God's mercy and grace is not a once for all act, but rather it is to be our daily experience. We stand in need of fresh mercy, in need of fresh grace. Surely that's what Jeremiah emphasized in Lamentations 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Dear child of God, your testimony must be an up-to-date one. Your sense of the Lord's blessing needs to be a present one. And that is the need of God's work. We cannot depend upon blessing that took place 150 years ago. We need fresh blessing. We need fresh fire. This help of God then, it is favourable. It is also seasonable. For we read, "Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Those words, time of need, bring out the idea of a seasonable time. God blesses his people at the right time. Our time of need is now. Let us then plead with the Lord that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the present. O Christian, let then these words burn upon our hearts. Let us come to pray. May the Lord help us to do so.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.